From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today is out on tour in support of a brand new record just out on Modern Outsider Records called Adult. From Austin, Texas, Walker Lukens and his band. Hello, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming by and thanks for all of the setup. There's quite a bit going on in the studio today. Adult came out, back in April, so it is still very, very new to us.
It is. It's only 2 months old.
Is it new to you? How long have some of these songs been in your catalog?
Some of them I started recording in like 2016.
That long ago, really?
And some of them we finished, started and finished recording at the end of 2018. So some of them are new, some of them are relatively old. We've been playing some of the songs in our set for almost 2 years.
Wow.
All over the place.
Yeah. You mentioned we. There are indeed five of you.
Yeah,
here
these
in the
are the
studio.
These are the sidearms.
Right on. How long have all of those sidearms been the sidearms?
Let's see. We have Zach has been a sidearm for almost 5 years.
Zach is on drums today.
Zach's on drums. He says almost six, which is crazy, but he's right. Mackenzie, that would mean almost five.
On vocals and keys
on
today, it looks
and
like.
Keys.
Yeah.
Grant, now almost four.
Grant's on bass, and it looks like a bass synth over there.
Yep. And then Wes is almost two.
And he's holding down the guitar position in the group today.
You got it.
You are originally from Houston, Texas, right? But,
yep.
But really linked nowadays to Austin.
Yeah, I mean, I realize I'm getting old because now it's about half and half.
You have made a combination of, over your records and your professional career, acoustic guitar-based singer-songwriter stuff, rock records, soul records, electronic synth-pop records. How do you fit into the Austin music scene?
Well, first off, I'm just glad anyone noticed. you know, I think if you live in Austin, you have to figure out how to play live. It is a thing about our city that's unique. So I think were it not for that, my records might fall more in the it may be more experimental indie rock stuff, but because of that, our experimental singer-songwriter stuff, because we play live and because we love doing that and that's how we make a living, you know, we sort of sit between, I think, the indie rock world and maybe just more the rock pop world. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of where we live in Austin. The funny thing is that we're all involved in a ton of projects. So I think from the ground anyway, you know, we're all just a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
That's where we all sit.
When you were a kid, I read you wanted to be a comedian, not a musician.
Wow. You did some deep diving. Yeah, that was my first love. I loved Jim Carrey.
I find that interesting because in watching you perform, and I've never seen you live in person until today doing a sound check and setup, but I've watched videos of you online. Mm-hmm. There is a major component of what you do on stage that is entertainment as well as music. And that, to me, was the connection to be made there between you were a guy who wanted to be in front of people entertaining them.
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, the thing of it is that at the end of the day, you kind of just got to go figure out how to make a living playing for people in bars. And I've always really enjoyed that. So I like doing more of the showmanship thing. It's something I enjoy trying to do better and better.
Yeah. Well, despite the support today from Sierra Nevada, we don't have beer here, mm-hmm. but I am going to ask you to play something. What do you guys want to do first?
We're going to do a song called You Too, Me Too.
This is from the new record, Adult. Walker Lukens and his band are live in our studios today.
Oh, don't need no Joan of Arc. A little Marlin Dieter would do. Finish there, right? Don't you, don't you, don't you? Oh, you too, me too.
That one is called You Too, Me Too. Walker Lukens is here playing music from a new record just out called Adult. Information can be found online at walkerlukens.com. Well, you're standing in front of a keyboard.
Yep.
Guitar was the first thing for you, right?
Yeah, guitar.
Do you still play?
Yeah. Actually, you know, this is the first radio thing I've done on this tour with the band, but a lot of these gigs, you know, they don't have a studio set up for a band, so... I got to play guitar, acoustic guitar, which I sort of swore off years ago.
Why is that? Just to move in a new direction? Or?
Man, it's really hard. People who can go out there and perform in front of someone with just an acoustic guitar, I have the utmost respect for them. It's very hard to hold an audience. So I've always gravitated towards trying to have a band. I feel more comfortable playing with other people. But up until the last tour, I still played guitar sometimes live, and I don't really have to anymore with Wes. He can do both the parts. So.
Well, you mentioned your love for playing with other people. You had a brother that was musical too, yeah?
Yeah. I got really lucky with siblings.
Close enough in age that you could actually make music together, or was that not really a thing?
No, but I think it was better because he was always someone I admired who was, you know, just handing stuff down to me. You know, he let me borrow his CD booklet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right, the flip kind?
The flip kind.
Where all of them are scratched from sliding
exactly.
in and out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that really like indoctrinated me into the classic rock world when I was like 10 years old. And he studied bass, and I wanted to play guitar. You know, I just feel like I was inceptioned into wanting to play music from a very, very young age. And my sister, who didn't play music, had amazing taste. So I was sort of getting all of this music sort of ahead of my... maybe my peers were growing up, which had a huge influence on me.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Can we hear another tune?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Walker Lukens is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called Adult, just out, Modern Outsider Records. WalkerLukens.com is the website. All right. What's next?
This is called We See You.
Fantastic.
How do you do what you do? Wrapped up in your own mind. Feel whole again, lost out on the back nine. Tell us the truth, tell us the secrets of Beverly Hill Rendezvous.
Tell us the truth. Tell us how tightly you held her until she said what she's due. Oh, maybe 130K. Maybe a new condo too. Maybe diamonds, heart of your heart. Sat on the dotting. Make sure you sign it too.
See You. Walker Lukens is my guest today here in the JPR studios. His new record is called Adult. Walker Lukens, LUKENS.com is the spelling for that web address. Just before the tune, you mentioned that you were exposed to a lot of great rock music through siblings. Mm-hmm. From the sounds of your catalog, each of the records and EPs that you have released, you're a sponge. I mean, it sounds like you have absorbed all kinds of different music over the years. Mm-hmm. Yes, rock, but yes, folk and pop and all sorts of things have been soul music in between. When you're just sitting around, maybe with the acoustic guitar in your hands, what kind of music tends to come out? Is it folkier? I mean, I'm just curious if when you go into a studio with an album project, mm-hmm. do you have a sense of what that project is going to be? And are you intentionally trying to make things different from what you have done before?
Definitely that, the latter part. But, you know, I'm definitely more of a songwriter than an instrumentalist. So I'm not really a master at keyboard or guitar or anything. So as far as that goes, you know, a lot of how my records sound is influenced by the people who are working on them. Because I don't really have the mastery to play myself or something like that, you know? So in that world, you know, it's really influenced by everything around me. And, I did definitely start from a singer-songwriter place, but, you know, a lot of the last couple of years for me have been defined by just really falling in love with dance music, all kinds. You know, I mean, I started loving old R&B and soul music, and from there into disco and house and all sorts of electronic stuff. So that for me has really defined the last 5 or 6 years of my music life, is just trying to immerse myself in that world and be a student of it.
In one interview that you gave, this was a few years back as you were starting to move more into the electronic sounds. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the first time that you ever started to mess around with a looper.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote was something along the lines of, coming from the Great American Songbook tradition, it was a really big learning curve for you. And I wanted to dive a little bit into that. Like, do you actually mean like the Great American Songbook of Jerome Kern and Gershwin's
definitely.
And all of that stuff?
I mean, I think when you write songs, just your voice and your guitar, your piano for long enough, I mean, that is your
that's where you go.
Yeah. And so eventually you do start to think of things in terms of melody and chord structure, and that is how you define a great song. For me, when I got the LoopStation, it was so formative because you have to work in very short loops. You can't just change the groove or the tempo for the bridge. And it was very, very instructive for me at the time because all of a sudden these influences that I had never tried to put in my music were coming out naturally, like, you know, the blues and old R&B, and Tom Waits was really my kind of guide in that world, because he is both those things at the same time. And it was just really instructive to me to have very limited tools as opposed to all the chords in the world, you know.
Yeah. I know you guys have one more song worked up as a band. Mm-hmm. Before I have you play it, I want to talk more specifically about this new record, mm-hmm. Adult. Obviously, there are some themes in songs that are very much about trying to make your way through each day mm-hmm. right now. Is it difficult for you to work social commentary, political commentary into song?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the thing that's tough about it is we travel all over the country and we find little pockets of people who feel just like we do. So I don't believe we live in a this great divided place where it's the East and West Coast. I mean, we travel all over and I find people who feel and think just like we do, but the problem is not really saying something controversial. It's more saying it in a way that is still a good song. Mm. I mean, so much political music, it's just bad. And you feel bad not liking it because
the
you
message
agree
is
with
strong
the message.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're like, man, this song is really trash. so it's taken me a lot of years to even try to put something out, and working on these songs, you know, my biggest kind of inspiration was definitely just back to basics for me, but Bob Dylan, where just folding it into the personal stuff, you know, I mean, you don't have to put it in a universal voice. You don't have to even necessarily write about it in a way that is easy to follow on the first couple listens, but just try to put the political social commentary stuff in with the love songs and everything and just fold them in with each other. They make them stronger, you know?
Well, you talked about making a record about how absurd it has felt to be alive over the past few years.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're making it? Do you feel like you're navigating the waters of life at your age now?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel pretty good.
Are you adulting as the term would be?
I do really hate that word.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's interesting. It's like when I talk to my grandparents and stuff, they have no concept of adulting or adult versus child. I mean, for them, it was just handed to them. They did all these big milestone things in a couple of years. I think now it's so much more obtuse what it means, you know, I mean, no one can disagree with the fact that we tend to be growing up slower now than 80 years ago. So, yeah, I'm more the thing that really intrigues me is how other people identify adult behavior. I mean, like you said, it's like now it's a verb, mm-hmm. adulting, right. As opposed to it used to just be adulthood. So this sort of period. And so I'm just intrigued by how people relate to that. And I find it all pretty silly, ultimately, you know, cause at the end of the day, I mean, I'm in my 30s now. I had some really tough quote unquote adult experiences when I was a teenager. I've had some tough experiences in the last few years that are adult, you know, it's not as clear as you might sort of think it is. So
right. Yeah,
to me, it's all kind of absurd, you know?
Well, I'll say after a weekend of working outside in the yard, I think mm-hmm. the difference would be mowing is like a chore.
Yeah.
You know, could be a kid chore, could be an adult chore. Mm-hmm. Edging your yard, that's adulting. It depends on how sore you are when you're done, I think.
That's well said.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Walker Lukens is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. He's here with his full band, and the new record is called Adult. Information is online at walkerlukens.com. Mm-hmm. You guys have one more for us?
I just got one more for you. It's called Baby.
Baby, let's have a good time. Call all of your friends and your family. I hope they're not sick of me, 'cause maybe I had a good idea. Instead of wearing tuxes and dresses, oh, let's just make out in public and buy rings on credit cards. Call it and stolen after we shut the bar. Baby, baby. Baby, let's lie around all day. I'm so lucky waking up here next to you. Have a baby. Tired of all this fucking for nothing. Oh, let's start working on something so we can buy time on credit cards. Call it and stolen after we shut the bar. Baby, baby, head back to your friend's house. Call up the sitter. Oh shit, we spent the cash. Baby, baby. Have a good time. Instead of going alone in the corner only, work week in bottom, baby. Maybe let's hit the road tonight. First we call up work and say that's it, and then we hit up your big sis until I buy gas on credit card. Call it and stolen after we shut the bar. See you before the sunrise. Head by your boss's house. Tell her she's awful. Throw kisses everywhere. Baby, baby.
That is Walker Lukens playing live here in the JPR studios. Help me out if I get anything wrong. Mackenzie Griffin, also on vocals and keys. James Wesley Essery on electric guitar. Grant Himmler on bass and bass keys. and Zach Catanzaro back on drums. Did I get everybody?
You did good.
It's been a pleasure to have you in. It's nice to meet you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. We've also got a little extra because you made a request of us, which I am happy to oblige, which is to have you sit down at our beautiful Steinway grand piano and play one more tune for us.
Yeah, I have to play that piano.
I would love it. What are you going to play?
It's called I'll Take the Dog.
I'll take the plane, I'll take the dog. Know that he prefers me, even when I'm wrong. You take our bed, you take my mom. Know she likes you more than someone she must love, who stays out late, turns off his phone. Sorry about my temper, no, it came out wrong. Love, it doesn't die, it only changes form. You take so cold, I'll take you cold. Never have to see me, that's what I own. You take my sleep, take the TV. Bear more to you, babe, than ever meant to me. Take my picture out of the frame. Walls look so now you are free. Love, it doesn't die, it only changes for bad, bad, not good. Oh, bad.
That is Walker Lukens. I'll Take the Dog is the name of that tune at our Steinway here in the JPR Performance Space. He's here with his band. The new record is called Adult. Information is online at walkerlukens.com. Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980, reminding listeners to think for themselves, but drink with others. SierraNevada.com. Walker, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.